This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Welcome to Munchkinland, a podcast where we sit around and play a game where we try to score the most points and stab our friends in the back and get to the finish line first.
Something like that.
Well, it depends on what we're playing. And this week, we're going back into the stacks. First edition, fifth printing, September of 2011, Super Munchkin, where we get to play superheroes.
Woo.
So yeah, the next couple of games are going to be superhero themed. We got Super Munchkin this time, and then I think the next time we're playing Legendary, which is also another superhero themed game.
More of a Legendary, the hero version this
time. The hero version this time, yeah,
which is slightly better on the flavor.
So it has been a while since any of us have played Super Munchkin, so one of the big things in this one is the powers. Rob, how do the powers work?
So powers work just like any other class, race, blah, blah, blah bonus you get, except the power has a rank. You cannot have power higher than your rank. However, you can have any number of powers as long as it totals as long as the rank totals up to no more than your level.
No more than your level. And if you lose a level and it affects your power level,
you may have to discard ranks down to.
And those get discarded, right? Not
yes,
put back in
your hand.
Those
get discarded.
Okay.
There are very few things that put stuff from the table back into your hand in Munchkin.
Okay. So this week, of course, Rob is here. Brian is here.
Hello.
And we've got Dr. Will back again.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Are you ready to play this game?
I'm ready to win this game.
All right. He's going to win. Did you hear that?
That is way more confidence than he's ever portrayed at this, and I'm pretty certain it's going to backfire on him.
So, Rob, you won the last time, right? So that means Brad does get to go first this time.
I do?
Yes.
Awesome.
So what are you?
I am a dude who has a +2 bonus pogo stick and prehensile pigtails that give me 2 extra hands.
Oh, that's all nifty. The alliteration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prehensile pogo stick person.
All right. Well, kick down that door and let's see what happens.
All right. Oh, I am a mystic.
Hey, all right.
I get to be a mystic.
Not a psychic. Even a...
So, okay. I can discard 2 cards to reroll any die. The original roll doesn't count. And I also have a Sorcerer's Soul. Anytime you are killed, you may choose to lose a level instead of dying.
Woohoo!
Also, while I'm at it, unless it's past that bit, I will sign a movie deal, even though I have done nothing worthy of fame.
And go up a level?
I will go up a level with my mystic prehensile pigtails and pogo stick.
So we rolled before we started recording. Rob came up with a high roll and he got the Super Munchkin counter, so that means that he automatically starts at level 2.
Woo!
I guess.
Early
you know, they actually sell some new counters that include a lot more of the newer sets that we don't have, so.
Awesome.
Or that, I mean, we have the sets, we don't have the counter, so.
Which ones don't we have? Like, Apocalypse is the only one that I can think of.
We don't have Apocalypse, we don't have...
There is a zombie.
I guess we got Munchkin Fairy Dust. Maybe we do have...
We don't have
Adventure Time.
No.
And we won't have any of the new ones like the Steampunk or anything like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually end up not doing an Adventure Time one.
Yeah, since it's done by a third-party publisher.
Maybe. All right, Brad.
I think I'm good.
You got to loot the room.
Oh, yeah, loot the room. Well, that's Endor, right.
That's not the room. That's the treasure pile. That's the room.
Yep.
Oh.
Nice try, Zach. Buddy.
I'm so confused. Well, okay, so you don't loot the room.
Yeah, you loot the room.
Looting the room is you draw a new door card.
Yeah.
You draw a door card to your hand.
Okie doke.
You have to beat up a monster to get that treasure, generally.
All yep.
Right. All right. Now all right. I'm done.
Okay. So I don my crystal armor, my super shield, and my boomerang, and hit the town looking for evil to fight. And I find flight. I am now a flying guy with a super shield, crystal armor, and boomerang.
Wow. Lights. What's rank the power? One power? Is that a rank
one?
Yeah,
yes.
Cool. Neat.
All right. And then I will loot the room. I will... hand limit is 5?
Yes.
Or, yep. Okay.
Then in that case, cheap old Rob will get robot steamrollered.
Well, that's just poopy.
And he goes down a level.
Oh, done?
Yes.
Yeah. I will.
I guess I lose my charisma.
Kick open the secret vault. You discover
can't
level
lose
14
what you never had.
Tremendous +6 against anyone with more than one class.
Eesh. Ow.
That's not what I was looking for, because I can't beat these guys at all.
Run away.
Yeah, I'm going to have to run away.
You just got one bonus working for you?
It's a level 14 to start
with.
14, we're not going to be able to total up to them unless someone dumps part of their hand.
I'm an 8 already.
I'm at a 10. I could bring it up to 10.
I could add 4.
Yeah. I'm going to run away.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Let me draw from my Zack Sack. Because you can only bring 4.
Yep.
And you can bring 10,
8.
8. So it'd be 10, so I need at least 4 more. I can get 2 more.
You need at least 5 more.
To beat it.
Let me try something. Because how many levels do I get to go up?
Just one.
Just one level? Forget it. I'll just run away.
Just running.
I'm just going to run away.
Run away!
And I succeed. And I'm done. Also, I am also a mystic, and I have a sidekick robot double that gives me a variable bonus, meaning that whatever my level is, that's my bonus.
Can you use one-shot items from your hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll kick down the door.
So I don't
exotic.
Have to.
Ooh.
Power switch. In combat, you may discard a single monster from your hand using its level instead of yours. It may not be enhanced.
Interesting.
Weird weakness. When you face a monster whose name, not counting the, starts with the same letter as the current day of the week, you are at -6. Mm. Today's Monday?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, what?
If I have a weird weakness, when I face a monster whose name starts with M, I am at -6.
Ah.
So you are at -6 on a Monday.
not quite how that works, but yeah.
-6 on a Monday.
Yeah, I'm going to claim an incredibly huge reward to go up a level and use that reward to buy the GM an action figure and go up a level.
Two levels. So you're at 3.
See, narrative.
I see.
Now that I am at level 3, I will activate my I-beams power. If you use this power while wearing, it's a +5 bonus, but if you use it while wearing a headgear, roll a die on a 1. You forgot about the headgear and destroyed it. Discard it after the combat.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to go looking for trouble. For whatever woman. Who's a level 6. If you don't want to fight her, give her any item and she'll give you something in trade. Discard her and draw a face-up treasure. I'm not going to give her anything. I am currently beating her by 4.
Because of your I-beams.
Because of my I-beams.
All right.
I'm willing to allow it for now.
Me too. Which is always a mistake.
All right, then. I'll play along.
Deaded!
You don't have to.
No, I will.
2 treasures. A 1. And a 2. And a level. Ooh. I found a secret cave. It is now my HQ. I can have an extra card in my hand. But I'm not going to because I also found a giant magnet. which is a +4 bonus two-handed weapon.
How many cards can we have in our hand?
Five at the end of your turn.
Oops.
It's not cheating if you don't get caught, Brad.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like sort of palm that card into the discard pile.
There you go.
All right.
Hope you got to do that face up.
Oh, face up, sorry. Duplo Ray, another monster, appears at the same level and with all the same monster enhancers.
Ooh.
Wait.
So that's a wandering monster
card.
So
I can throw that in my hand, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Now can I loot the room?
Yep, loot the room or go looking for trouble.
I will loot Le Room. Ooh, dang it. I just threw that class away. Now I have a... oh, I don't have to say what that one was doing.
Nope, you do not.
Oh,
except we know it's a class
totally
card.
Totally gave it away. Oh, well.
Actually, I think it's a...
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Sidekick or a Super Munchkin?
Nope.
If it's a Super Munchkin, you could just play it anyways.
And then if you have more than five, you have to discard down to the lowest...
Jeez. All right, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, I'm going to get rid of... I'm going to get rid of Slacker Man. All right.
All right. Well, you have to charity because it has to go to someone who's lower level than you.
Yep.
All right.
So you can give it to Brian or me. Since we're both level 1.
I'll give it to Brian.
All right. I see. Okay.
All right. You'd think I'd never played one of these games before.
All right. I suppose I shall store around the city, seeing what trouble I can find, and I go, didn't stay dead. Play this card during any combat, or use it to look for trouble. Go through the discards, bring out the top monster there, and add it to the combat.
Wow.
Hmm. There is a whatever woman there.
There is indeed.
A recurring villain. Sure, why the heck not? I will use it to look for trouble, to bring back whatever woman. So, yep, level 6, whatever woman. If you don't want to fight her, give her any item, and she will give you something in trade. Discard her and draw a face-up treasure. Right now, I'm got an 8 bonus to her 6. Steven?
Yeah, that's fine.
The bad stuff can backfire on us pretty badly.
Yeah.
Either way.
Nope. What? That way. And get 2 treasures and a level.
And a level.
1 level. Ooh! Monkey with the same costume as mine. And I will research in comic shop, going up a level. Do you got any headgear, Rob?
I do not.
Then lose a level due to giant whirling blades.
Hmm. Whatever.
And also, and I will cast a trap on you. Lose your HQ.
Okay.
Aww.
And then I will open the vault door, pal, to discover a mystic, which I already am. So I will go looking for trouble against level 1 wimpy thugs. I'm at a +2 to their +1. This card can be played to join any combat, and the thugs get a +4 bonus when helping higher level monsters. If the monsters win, the thugs return to whoever played them. Bad stuff. They mug you. Lose one of them. Lose one item, sorry.
So you're beating them by 1?
I'm beating them by 1.
Wow. I will not interfere.
You just made me lose
3,
my HQ.
2.
Lou. Time for some grudge.
1.
Nah.
Smash. All right, so I get 1 treasure out of that. And then I'm going to play set up for the sequel, play after any combat. Take 1 monster from that combat and put it in your hand. You may use this card immediately after the combat in which you drew it. Usable only once.
Good call.
Wow.
Then I will add a... Oh, I guess I can only have 1 sidekick, right?
Yep.
At a time.
You do need to gain your level, though.
I do.
Can always get rid of your
2,
robot
3,
double.
4, 5. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could get rid of my robot double, except it's variable, because now it's a 2 instead of a...
Robot double's a pretty potent sidekick.
Yeah.
I see.
But this is this has a gold piece, so I can actually bank this? A gold value, or not?
Let's double check that one. Since sidekicks would be weird.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that you would be able to put a sidekick in your backpack.
Yeah.
So that's what banking it usually means.
Oh, the other sidekicks are not items. Okay. All right, so there you go. So now I've got to... Let's see. Anybody lower than a 2? No? No? Okay. All right, then I will just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, get rid of my mystic card. And my turn is done.
Door kick. Mariam. Oh, God. Level 18, Flakman. Plus 3 against anyone with flight ability. Will not pursue anyone of level 4 or below.
Oh, you better hope you don't help him out.
I'm level 4 or below.
9.
You also have flying ability.
Yeah, well.
14.
14 total?
Brad.
Yes.
Oh.
Half the treasures?
I will take... let's see, I bring 4 to the battle. That's enough for you?
4? That's all you got?
Yeah.
That's not quite enough.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That is one shy of enough.
Yeah, I got nothing I could even throw in here out of goodwill. Half the treasures would be sweet, but I'm, alas, I'm useless.
I'll take half the treasures.
Steven!
All I am bringing to this table is 4. Plus, I do have something I can bring 6 if I need to.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll help out for...
I can bring 6 if I need to, but that's it.
I'll help out for 1 treasure if you give Steven the other 2.
Ooh.
Why would you want Steven to have the other 2?
Because, all right, give me 2 and Steven 2. Give us all the treasures, and Steven and I will help you together.
I don't know if we can do that.
Well, you can't both help at the same time. Yeah. Like, one of you would be able to play a card.
Oh, I thought we could both help.
No,
nope.
Unfortunately,
you
can only have one helper.
Unfortunately not.
We need to house rule that.
I know, I kind of do like that, too, because I know one time at Nerdtacular, that's how we played it, where we had so many people that we allowed multiple people to team up.
I didn't even realize that was a rule until we started recording the podcast.
Yeah.
And actually had to reread the rules a few times.
So you're on your own, Rob, unless I can bring 6 to the party.
2 treasures.
I say, 2 treasures?
I guess, sure.
All right.
I will add a license plus 2, license to demolish.
Actually, that's just a bonus to you.
Oh, all right. Well, then it's a bonus to me.
Which you played and then came to combat.
Yes.
All right.
So now I'm at 6.
Anything to throw against him? What's the bad stuff?
I got nothing.
Will not pursue anyone of level 4 or below.
Ah. Fine.
So, nothing?
No.
All right.
3, 2, 1. Deaded. Killed the Flak Man. A 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4. I get 2 levels. Insanely variable bonus plot device. Play during any combat, regardless of what cards have been played already. Using the plot device leaves the Munchkins either winning the combat by 1 or losing by 1, as declared by the one playing the card. Further cards may, of course, be played. I'll take that.
That's like a weapon of last resort.
Do you want the new costume or the Ring of Beaminess?
I will take...
I mean, you could also take the sprayed-on costume as...
I'll take the Ring of Beaminess.
All right, and you'll get the sprayed-on costume.
And
I'll
get
one.
The sprayed-on costume.
And I'll put the new costume.
Females only. But yeah. I will play a hidden lab. Draw 4 more treasure cards immediately. They are face down. Otherwise, they are face up. Pick 2, keep them, and discard the others. Usable only once.
Wow.
Nice.
1.
Oh, so you may want to keep those separate from the 2, rest of your hand.
Yep. 3 and 4.
I like the way you totally don't trust him to do that.
Magic habits, yo.
All right, so it says discard the other 2, so I will discard a powered armor, which is a +4 bonus used by technos only, and a 2-handed +3 barbells. And instead, since I already have a 1-handed ring of beaminess, I will add to it a +2, usable by males only, Batmobile.
Oh, really?
Yes. Or Batmobile.
Yes, the spray-on costume, on the other hand, is usable by females only.
Yes.
That you have.
No,
that I have. Oh. He gave it to me.
It was one of the 2 items. I gave him his choice of the other 2 items that were actually useful.
I see.
One of which was a go-up-a-level card that I haven't used yet.
Oh, is it my turn?
I believe it is.
We'll kick down a door. Super cheat. Play this card with an item card or power you have in play, or when you play an item card or power from your hand, this item power is legal for you to use, even if it otherwise would not be. Oh, I already lost track of everything I just said.
Yeah, so basically,
if you cheat, except you can also use a power instead of just an item.
Sweet.
So you could use this plus two bonus spray on costume if you had something to trade with me. You could use it with your cheat.
I get it. Okay, I do not. Okay.
Or I could use something better.
True.
So I can either loot the room or go looking for trouble.
Correct.
All right, I will go looking for trouble. I find the Faceless Army, which is level 2 and plus 5 against mystics, but because I'm a
level
super,
seven.
Now I'm a super munchkin, so I'm a super mystic, so I can ignore that. So I'm bringing a 4 to the party. Anybody have a problem with this?
Nope.
Alrighty. Nah. Killed the Faceless Army, go up a level. Whoops, I actually went down a level. There, go up a level to 3, and I draw a treasure, which was face up?
No.
It's okay. Yours.
All right.
It's your secrety secret thing.
But I am going to... No. Oh. Wait. You know what? I'm just going to... I'll lay it out. I'll play it out. My wishing ring.
Ooh.
There you go.
Bet Rob wish he had one of those a while ago. Couple of levels ago.
It is your turn, Brian.
All right. Me and my pet monkey sidekick and our crystal armors will swarm around the city looking for trouble and find the Phantom Menace. -3 against exotics, which I am not. So it's a level 4 monster. I'm currently got a 13 bonus.
Wow.
So I'm beating it pretty readily. Any, two?
What level you're at 3 right now?
Yep.
Rob's the one we have to watch out for.
Ah.
What? I have no idea what you're
He's
talking about.
Always the one we have to watch out for.
Three,
Smash, I suppose.
2, 1,
get it.
Squish. And 2 treasures. Plus the level.
All right.
Ugh. And a level the other way. Don't know why they don't go clockwise.
Yeah, I know.
To drive you insane.
I'll just wear these winged sandals, even though they are redundant with my already ability to flight.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Your face is redundant.
And you have to discard down to 5.
Well, I still got another play.
Huh.
Rob gets splashed with vile chemicals.
No.
Change your sex.
Again?
Mm. Oh, he's got to change his sex.
Which makes him a -5 to his next combat.
Oh man.
It's actually useful now.
I really thought you had it, so I wasn't going to play that on you. You shouldn't have said it.
Let's see, what do you got there? Anything?
I was not paying attention.
Nothing that's worth trading off for it.
Not
see,
sure.
The vile chemicals could have been sprayed on him and become his uniform.
Yep, there you go.
It's yes. So good.
All right, and with that, I'll be done.
All right, I will kick down the door.
The Joker?
Pow, yeah. Trap, flesh-eating begonias. Lose your footwear you're wearing. Oh, thank goodness I'm not wearing any foot gear.
No, not my winged sandals.
So I will go looking for trouble against some level 1 wimpy thugs.
Hey.
And let's see. I'm at 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 to their 1.
Are you going to do something tricky to get him back to your hand again?
I wish I had. Because if I was, that'd be so awesome.
Just thugs.
Yep, that's what thugs. I would do the whole time. Thugs.
Yeah, no kidding.
1, 2, 3,
pretty
4,
close
5.
Game here, folks.
All right, I am done.
Door, kick. Level 0, Explodo-Man. Explodo-Man blows up before you can either attack him or run away. Until the end of your next turn, none of your powers are effective, nor can you add more.
Oh, no.
No I-beams for Rob.
Darn. But...
Oh, and this takes away his
I lose anyway. The neg 5. I get his treasure, but this does not count as a victory, so I don't get a level.
Boo.
Mm.
That actually worked out in your favor.
Boo.
I know, right? I have... a piece of equipment that I would be willing to trade for the costume.
What is it?
It's Evil Detector headgear.
Yeah, I can go with that.
All right. Woo!
Yeah, Rob didn't like it because every time he put it on, it detected his own evil.
You know what? You are now an alternate world version of yourself.
See? Told you.
Swap sex.
Yes!
Whatever. And you're back to a minus five.
And you can't use your I-beams.
Whatever. Go.
So you're a guy now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just keep it track. All right. My turn. Kicking down a door. A level 12 rat girl. Plus two against males. I am in such a mess here. I can bring five to the party. Would anybody like to help me? She's at 14.
14 here.
I've got six.
I'm at 15.
How many treasures?
Three treasures.
Oh, man.
I'll help you for one.
Steven, would you help me for one?
I would help you for two.
Oh, really? Because I'd like for you to help me for one. I'd hate to have to go to Brian when he's undercutting you. Okay. Well, if you don't want to do it.
No, that's okay.
All right. Well, I'll go to Brian then. All right.
Oh.
Brian, you'll help me for one?
Yes.
All right.
What's your totals at now?
Let's see. I'm bringing five. And you're at?
12, 13, 14.
14. So we were at 19. We're beating her by five, the right girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, Rob's waving around a card. Oh. All right.
You're the one who went to Brian for help.
You're the one who's winning. All right. So three, two, one. Bam. Yeah. All right. She's dead.
All right.
All right. I'll let you pick your...
What do you got there, Brian or Bran?
What do you want? Which one treasure do you want, Brian?
Oh, gonna let me have the pick?
Sure.
I'll take the thing that doesn't take a slot, then.
Okay.
What is it?
Insane Obsession.
And what did you get, Brian?
I got a mop.
Toxic Avenger.
Two-hand thing, but that's okay because I have the two extra hands for my prehensile pigtails. Mm. And I also got an Electro Minto hat that is usable by mutant only. And this super cheat convinces you all that I am, in fact, a mutant. So
wow, you're really munchkinning it up there.
I am, indeed.
Good call.
My God.
So what are you up? Did you already move up a level?
I did move up a level. So I'm at whopping level four. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Edging in on to Rob there.
Yep. Everybody's edging in on Rob's territory.
All right.
All right, Brian.
I have an insane obsession for justice. And I gain teleportation.
Wow.
Do you have the ranks to support it?
Yes. I got four levels of power, and I'm at level four.
All right, cool.
Let's see.
I think the last time we played this, I didn't get any powers until at the very, very end.
If I would steal an item...
Why would you do that?
Would any attachments come with it?
You mean like that cheat?
Like a super cheat?
The cheat actually specifically states it falls off.
Oh,
yeah.
It's stolen.
Okay. Although there is another head-type gear... but you that could, does risk like, a level.
It was like sitting
roll.
Right there on the table in front of you. You could have had it like 30 seconds ago.
I didn't have a way to wear it.
Oh, okay.
I will go looking for trouble, which this could very well backfire on me as I face Slacker Man with the power to slack.
What's he do?
His boredom is contagious. Roll a die. On a 1, 2, or 3, you sit down and watch TV, and your turn ends immediately. The next player faces Slacker Man and rolls the same way instead of opening a new door.
Yep.
That is not a 1, 2, or a 3. That is a 6. So
now you get to fight him.
Yes. And 14 against his 8.
I'll help you for one treasure.
We'll see. 3, 2, 1, squish. Two treasures into level. Going through that treasure pile awfully fast.
Yeah, no, I noticed that the treasure pile just seemed mighty, mighty small for some reason. That seem about right?
Treasure pile is supposed to be smaller than the door pile, but I think we've just been actually killing monsters fairly quickly.
Yeah.
One of the problems of the Munchkin series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, weirdly, I discarded a Slacker Man on the first turn.
No, you gave it to me.
I gave it to you? Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
it's charity.
Right. That's right. I forgot about it. I was like, how did that come around again?
And I will equip Boots That Shoot. losing my winged sandals.
Now, does he have to discard those, or can he just bank those?
He can just bank them.
Okay.
All right.
Done?
And done.
All right. I will kick open the vault door to discover Origin.
How many hands are you using?
I'm using two hands. Headgear in one hand. That's all right.
Well, I'm glad I didn't try to steal that.
You more useful than... I think that's a 3-2.
Yes. Stubtoe is my origin. Play this card on any player at any time except during a combat. You may have one extra rank of power.
Oh.
I'll play it on myself. I will have one extra rank of power when I get there. Then I will loot the room.
Cool. My turn.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I'm
done. I'm gonna kick down the door.
And it is your turn.
Origin, touched ancient idol. Play this card on any player. You have any number of powers without regard to their rank or your level. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I will keep that in my hand. For now. Where's Explodo Man? There he is. Till the end of your next turn. Okay, this is my next turn. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about your sex change and your powers?
Yeah, well, the Explodo Man is until the end of your next turn. You can't use your powers.
Yes.
All right.
So I probably don't want to go looking for trouble right now.
Nope.
Considering I'm at both a -5 and don't have any I-beams.
Yes.
So I'll loot the room.
This reality's did not learn how to I-beam yet.
Origin. Touched ancient idol. I now have, because I drew power, which is a rank 3.
Mm.
And I will bank my giant magnet. Because it's claws. Every empty hand you have gives you a +3 bonus.
Ah.
Nifty.
Wow.
I wish I had that.
Oh.
I will give you the giant magnet for the pigtails.
No, because then I would have to lose my pogo stick and...
I will give you both the giant magnet and the sprayed-on costume for the pigtails. Okay. The sprayed-on... You could just sell stuff off then to get that level.
It is...
There's no value to the mob.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that really doesn't really do a whole lot for me. I'll tell you what, I will give you...
Powers can't be traded. They don't have a value.
No, but I would give you the Electro... Oh, I can't give you the Super Cheat and the Electro Mantle hat together.
Nope.
Dang it! I'll tell you what, I would give you the mop and the pogo stick for the claws.
Except I can't trade the claws.
It's a power.
They don't have a value.
It is a power. Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yep. I just want the claws.
So do I. I guess I'm done then.
All right. Then I will kick your door down. Shabang. Trap. I can't even read it. Clumbling Cliff is what I want to say. Crumbling Cliff. Choose one item to discard. Lose one item.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to lose this wishing ring.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
You know,
it negates the trap.
Yep. Well, that's kind of cruddy.
It does.
Sorry, wishing ring.
It's okay.
And I will
look for trouble.
I will root the loom.
Ah.
No, I play this. I was right in my hand. Right.
Yep. Right to your hand.
Sweet. All right. Here you go, Brian.
All right. I shoot down a door with my boots that shoot to find imaginary friend sidekick.
Yeah, a lot of sidekicks in this game.
Yes, but unfortunately I already have a monkey with a costume like mine. And
so you got a better bonus than your invisible sidekick?
Yes, he does. Checking my bonuses. That's still a little close for comfort, so I'm not going to go looking for trouble right now. I will loot the room. Okay.
You have to discard down.
I do, in fact, have 6. Oh. I will accidentally off a sidekick.
Oh, no.
You can use this card only if a sidekick is in play, no matter who owns him. Discard a sidekick of your choice.
The robot's the only one that you don't own.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, boo. Robot.
Thanks a
lot. Are you sorry?
A little. And I will go up a level.
I will add a sidekick talking car.
Don't you like me?
I like the other one
better.
Does
not against your total number of sidekicks.
Oh, I could have had him in play then.
Oh, I could have had him in play ages ago.
That's okay.
He rebuilt the robot into a car.
Yep.
Yes.
A robot
All right.
car.
I will go jump into the phone booth and discover a level one more wimpy thug.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, Steven.
Nope. This card can be played. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's just the same thing.
But you know what about these wimpy thugs? They are rulers of a small European country, plus five to monster.
Nice.
Play during in combat. If the monster is defeated, draw one extra treasure. And I'm beating them by 2, 5, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to there. I'm beating them by 7.
You're
3,
in...
2, smash.
Yay.
One level?
You're bringing up the rear. Let you have
two
it.
Two treasures. Oh, I've got a budget HQ. You may have one extra card in your hand.
Ooh.
And I'm done.
I'm going to kick down the door. Level 2, Bird Boy. Plus 3 against mutants and plus 3 against anyone without flight. Oh, so he's a level 5. I'm at negative 5 still because this is my first combat. 11, 12, 13 versus his 5.
Hmm. Not messing with you.
Yeah, I guess.
Woo, dead.
Spish.
Level. Treasure.
All of your other bad stuff goes away.
Utility girdle. I'm done.
All right, I kick down a door. It is level 4, the cowl. Headgear impresses it. Your headgear bonus counts double. Yay.
Move.
So I've got 4 plus 6 for my headgear. Makes me 10. 12 for the mop. 2 more for the pogo stick. Puts me in at 14. I'm beating him by 10. Anybody want to mess with me? Working on the cowl. All right.
Yeah, well, 3, 2, hold 1. On. Yeah. Let them.
3 to 1.
3 to 1.
I'm gonna save it for Rob.
Oh, good idea. All right.
All right.
I go up a level.
I see how it is.
I'm sorry. But you just win too much.
Treasure.
You win too much.
What do you mean I win too much?
I got an orbital headquarters.
Ooh.
My Mystic has an orbital headquarters. And a mop.
All how right. many times has Brad been here and not won?
Exactly.
Oh,
I want to join your super team.
Have you won?
No.
All right.
Just don't ask Great NATO.
So, I teleport into a room and find Misunderstood Man. Madman. It does start with an M. He's so cute. Maybe we can convert him to good. Plus 2 against females. And no females may join the combat or even help by playing cards. I'm at 21, I believe. So.
Wow. Against its what?
10.
Well, now I have to do this.
7.
Oh, the cowl gave me 2 treasures.
Well, take another one.
Get another treasure. Thank you.
Here, this...
22, I think.
Cool.
Misunderstood Man, you're beating it by how much?
22 is a 12.
Yeah. Anybody else want to mess with Brian?
No, I like
Not
Brian.
Currently.
Not currently, because I can boost it up, but we'll give him extra treasures because he's still beating it.
Mm. How much can you boost it by?
10.
Yeah, I could screw with that combat.
Mr. Misunderstood Man is your nemesis, plus 10 to monster. If you defeat him, draw 2 extra treasures.
Ooh.
You're still beating him by 2.
Mm. But he has a super serum. Ooh. So you're losing by 1.
Losing by 1, eh?
Eh.
Eh. Anybody willing to help?
Well, let's see. How many treasures you got up for grabs here?
2, 3 is 5.
What's the bad stuff?
Discard 2 cards.
And how many levels could you get here? Just the one?
Just the one.
So I've knocked you up to 7?
Yes.
I'll do it for all the treasures, sure.
For all the treasures?
Yeah.
Do Anyone else willing to interfere anymore?
I'm willing not to interfere anymore for all of the treasures.
Can I decline help? I guess I can.
You can decline help, yeah.
Hmm.
I can't declare that, right? I will help you for. I will not mess with you anymore for all the treasures?
Yeah, you can declare it, yeah.
What do I have to roll to run away?
Five or six.
Plus whatever flight gives you.
Plus one for flight, and plus one for teleportation if I discard a card.
So, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Hmm. Which is not bad.
Unless you're
what
Brian.
Am I talking about? too mean.
You know what, Will?
Too mean too
soon. You
want to
help?
I do. I will help for all the treasures.
Okay. I'm going to throw a Rock of Repentance at Misunderstood Man.
What does that do?
Usable once only during combat. Turns any one monster into a good guy. If there are other monsters in the fight, he counts as a bonus against his former allies, but grants no treasure. Enhancers still work on him. If there are no other monsters, no one gets levels, but each munchkin in a fight draws a treasure.
Wow.
Wow, so you're only going to get one treasure out of this instead of five treasures.
Wait a second. If there are no other monsters, no one gets levels. Each munchkin in the fight draws... So I'll get a treasure.
You'll get a
treasure. You'll each get a treasure.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right. That's
you don't get five treasures, though.
That's all right. I get a treasure. It's one treasure more than I had a minute ago.
True.
Gotta say, I respect that moxie, but nah.
All right. I will draw
I will
a treasure.
Reward you with one treasure.
I wouldn't have bothered to reward him.
Yeah. It is amusing.
I hope it backfires on you.
Yeah, and you get to go up a level.
No,
you,
don't.
You don't get to go up a level.
Does not get to go up a level.
But my turn is over.
He didn't beat any bad guys. Turned out it was a good guy.
Yes.
He was misunderstood the entire time.
Misunderstood.
Yes.
All right. I will open up the door and find flatness. You have plus one to run away. You cannot have both this power and cleavage stun. All right. I've got a power rank of one.
Woo!
And I will loot the room.
You have four more ranks of power that you could get.
I will add a plus two shattering shrink to that.
That will...
You have three more ranks of power that you can get.
I got two more ranks of power.
Three more.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My stub toe gives me one extra one. Okay, I'm done.
Your stub toe turned you flat.
My stub toe turned me flat, and I shrieked when I stubbed my toe, which is why I have a license to demolish. With right. my Batmobile.
I'm
going to
kick down the
car.
Door. Trap. Nuclear reactor. Choose one power to discard.
Ha ha.
Oh, no.
Lose a power. Okay.
Well, nerds.
Indeed.
Excellent.
Claws.
Yeah.
Claws.
Yeah, but he doesn't give it to anybody.
I know.
He just has to lose it.
But still.
Unless you have something that lets you pull from the treasure pile.
If I can't have the claws, no one should.
He's right.
If I can't have them, you're supposed to be very demanding about that. Pound the table. Right. If I can't have them, no one shall have these powers.
If I can't have them, no
I'm
one
I'm
going to
take my ball home and you guys can play by yourselves.
Screw you guys. I'm going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with the claws.
Oh, boo.
Because it means I can just pull my giant magnet back out.
It kept sticking to his claws.
Well, that's what you call it. All right.
Hold on.
Darn it.
I still have a room to loot and or trouble to go look for.
Ah.
Then I'll go with looting the room. Go ahead.
All right. Kicking down the door. Sidekicks. Kid with same powers you have. He gives me a bonus equal to the bonuses I get from my powers, which
Ooh.
I think is, what, nothing?
Do you even have any powers?
No, I have no powers.
Aww.
Oh, you suck, kid.
I can take him if you don't want him.
I'll have him. Maybe somebody will eat him later or something. All right. I will...
Horrible.
I will go looking for trouble. I will pop out... Captain Corrosion, he is a level 8, plus 4 against Technos, which I am not. And I am at level 5, plus 3 from my helmet is 8, plus 2 from the pogo stick, and 2 more from the mop is 12, plus 3 from my molybdenum skateboard that I got a while ago that I didn't mention. Puts me at a number that I can't quite calculate now. So
a lot. 15, I think I'm at. 15. Anybody want to mess with me?
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right. All good? Nah. 3, 2, 1. Shablamo. He is dead. I will go up to level 6 and take my two treasures. And... I'm going to play... I'm going to swap out my mop. And I'm going to play... No. Yeah, I'll swap out the mop and I will play Psycho Electrodes for a +3 bonus. Counts as a fire slash flame attack. And it is your turn, Brian.
All right. I will use my super shield to break down a door and find Compulsively Leaves Clues. -5 to monster. Play during combat.
Oh, the Riddler.
Yes. I think I'll go be looking for trouble type things. And confront...
Don't like half of Batman's villains compulsively leave clues.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's such a great detective.
Yes. And look for the Flasher. +3 against females. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below.
Which none of us are now.
So, yeah. What is it, 22 against a 16?
Wow.
So he's down by...
He does give me 2 levels if I beat him.
That would put you at level 8, huh?
Yes.
Does anybody have at least a +1 that they can toss
in? I will throw in a +5 copyright infringement.
Ooh.
Used during any combat, +5 to either side. Usable only once. I'm going to use it on the monster side.
I'm going to throw in a new costume. Which instead of going up a level yourself, you may play this card on a monster to give it +5.
Oh.
So it's a plus...
The Flasher got himself 10. A new costume.
A cod piece, no doubt. One would hope.
So 26 to my 22.
Yep.
I couldn't resist that one. Like,
yeah.
So if the Flasher compulsively leaves clues, then he's back to 21.
So how far, what's the difference? He's at 21, you're
he's beating
what?
At 1.
He's
by
beating
one.
It by
beating
1.
By 1. Yes. Yeah, but you know... You know, the Flasher needed a good stiff cup of black coffee. Gives him +2.
Wow.
Down by 1, Brian.
I guess my crystal armor suffers a wardrobe malfunction. Or he suffers a wardrobe malfunction. Whatever makes sense here. And giving me a +3 bonus.
Up by 2.
His new codpiece fell off, clearly. Yes.
What's the bad stuff again?
Your eyes. If you have no headgear, lose 2 levels. If you have headgear, discard it. And yeah. I do not have headgear.
Oh, this would be really nice.
Anybody got anything else?
Not that I can really use.
He'll lose 2 levels, huh?
Yeah.
If I don't run away.
Oh, no. So you'll be either at level 4 or level 8, huh?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. No,
I don't have anything. Sorry.
I'm gonna throw in a plot device.
Oh.
Play during any combat, regardless of what cards have been played already. Using the plot device leaves the Munchkins either winning the combat by 1 or losing by 1, as declared by the one playing the card further. Cards may, of course, be played
after that.
Yeah, further cards may, of course, be played.
You're down by 1, Brian.
You are down by 1.
I see.
Which I probably should have opened with.
Maybe.
No, I think that, besides burning out cards, did cause him to use some of his cards.
Nope, I think I'm just going to have to try to run away. I will discard an imaginary friend. Give me a +1 to that, thanks to my teleport ability.
Okay, and you also have your boots or something
flight.
Did they give you?
Flight.
Oh, okay.
+2.
+2 right. To run away.
All right.
You can screw this up, Ryan. I know you can.
Oh.
Rolled awesome. A 2.
Awesome.
Does not run away. You lose 2 levels.
To the Flasher.
You know, he had to turn around to take one more look.
Don't look, Ethel.
It was too late.
Nah.
Welcome to my
level.
Brewster's
Gold. You knocked me down to your level.
Yep. All right, you done?
Yes.
Kick open the door to discover a techno. Quick fix. When you lose an item to a trap or bad stuff, you may discard 3 cards instead and keep them. Miniaturization. Any 2-hand items is only 1 hand for you. Ooh. That's only a 2-handed item. Doesn't give me a chance to have 3 hands.
Think of all the stuff I could have.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Like,
I will loot the room. Oop.
Nanobot pigtails.
Yeah.
Pretty much at that point. Ooh,
that would be awesome.
Ooh. Can you have more than one origin, or how do you swap out origins?
Double check that one. But I think you actually can't have more than one origin because you're a damn munchkin.
Well, that would make sense, yeah.
You may have any number of origin cards.
Yes, all right. Origin, bathed in strange energies. Play this card on any player at any time, except during a combat. You may have 3 extra ranks of power. So now I may have 4 extra ranks of power.
Wow.
Wah-ha-ha-ha.
If you die, you must discard all your origins cards. If the total ranks of your powers now exceed your level, you must discard powers until the total ranks of the remaining ones are equal to less than.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about that.
Yeah, Steven, you're definitely not living up to your potential.
No, I'm not.
Dunsky's.
I am done.
Okay. Kick down the door.
He's just bathing in strange chemicals for the fun of it right
now. Plucky girl reporter.
Mm. Ooh.
Well, I stubbed my toe. I had to dip it in something.
If you loot the room, you may draw 2 face down doors. Choose one to keep and discard the other.
Hmm. Worth it? Now that everyone's throwing all the crap away.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
Brad's still got a fistful of cards over there.
What are you saying? What's your point?
Let's see, 8, 13, 19.
Guess I didn't even look for help. Nah.
Nobody was going to help you.
Going to go looking for trouble and find the level 14 Yarp Man. Yarp. +3 against anyone with no foot gear, which I've had section sneakers since day one. Bad stuff, show the other players your hand and discard any monsters.
Hmm.
Oh. That's not even bad. That doesn't even do anything. But I am beating it by 5.
So this would...
put him up to 7.
Put you up to 7?
Yeah.
We get 4 treasures. Yeah, I will not mess with you for 1 treasure.
I can do that.
Oh. I was kidding.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry. Like I said, you were the only one who's actually got it yet.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess with you.
Because I think Brian would have used anything he had to pump himself. Yep. So he might have had a monster enhancer in hand. Deaded. Level. 4 treasures.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3, and 4. And you know what? I'll make good on my promise. I'm a spray on costume.
Oh, shucks. Thanks, man. You're so kind.
Oh, that was in your hand.
Yeah.
What?
I was wondering why you had a door card.
Oh.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my hand. Minimum legal armor, +2 bonus. Meh. Meh. And meh. I am Dunsky's.
I am kicking down a door. Level 6, literary lass. She may very well talk you to death. Your armor does not help you.
Oh.
Bad stuff. Surrounded by metaphors. Everything going black. Lose a level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I've got this literary lass. I am level 6 plus a lot of other stuff. I think I'm level 15 last time we counted. Or I've got 15, rather, last time we counted. So anybody want to mess with me? The kind guy who's messed with so few. All right, 3, 2, 1. Killed her. I'm going up a level to 7. And I'm collecting 2 treasures. Oh, shit. Okay, I didn't see this one. That's the one I did not see. I promise I drew something. I promise. Let's see. All right, I'm going to put down... All right, I'm going to get rid of the psycho electrodes. I'm going to bank those and put down the +2 bonus wrist radio and the +2 bonus telezapinator, both of which are 1-hand items. And so now I still have four hands full of stuff. Can I sell stuff now, or do I have to wait?
Yeah, you can sell it anytime.
Sell stuff anytime during your turn.
All right. Well, I'm going to sell
1,000 gold for one level.
I'm going to sell this spray-on costume that someone gave me and these psycho electrodes and go up one level to level 8.
Oh, no.
Brad pulls into the lead.
And it is your turn, Brian. No.
Brian.
No.
I'm pushing down the door.
Brian.
To get forewarned and forearmed, I have two extra hands.
Wow, cool.
Oh, I want that.
Doesn't do me any good right now.
That and the pigtails and the claws.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, because you could, like, really...
Just slice and dice. Every hand's worth 3.
I'm good.
Ooh, wow, really?
Yeah, that's what claws do.
All right, I'm going to kick down the door and discover a level 12 Professor Polar... +3 against mutants. Anyone who can't defeat him is frozen to the ground, -2 to run away. Bad stuff. Burn 2 levels to stay warm.
Ooh.
4, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I'm beating it by 3.
Mm.
Anyone? 3? Remember, Brad's all the way up there at 8.
Yeah, 2. But screwing with you is fun.
Eh.
It
one
is.
Smash.
You got it.
All right. One level. Woohoo. But 3 treasures. 1. 2.
We're almost 3 treasures.
Yeah, we are. Ooh, I finally got some armor. Some winged armor. +2 bonus there.
And you get the flight ability.
Yep, gives you a flight ability. +1 to run away. Extra flight items do not increase this bonus. I'm also got some heroic angst, which will allow me to go up another level.
Oh, your sidekick has fallen in battle. You must discard a sidekick to use this
card. Oh, in order to do that card. Shoot. Well, let's see. I think that's worth it. I'll discard my talking car.
You burn through the sidekicks. And,
yes, I do.
Well, the first one was Brian's fault.
That's true.
Yes.
And I'm going to move my Batmobile over here and equip a one-handed magic wand. +3 bonus, usable by mystics only. It's my magic wand. And 100 short. And, well, considering that I don't have a lot of cards in my hand right now, I'll get rid of my budget HQ for 100. And I will go up one more level.
Woo.
And now I'm done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Chameleon! You have the secret identity ability. When you encounter a trap for any reason, roll a die. On a 1 through 3, you escape. On a 4 through 6, the trap is effective. On a 6, you also lose this card. You may try only one secret identity per trap. You also use any item or power that is ordinarily restricted to the opposite sex. Goddamn costume. But I'll take that since I touched an ancient idol. Oh. Let's see how much this is going to backfire on me. I'm going to put the alien weep gun in, and I'm going to sell it and the utility girdle for a level. I'm going to be at 8. Then I'm going to go looking for trouble and fight a level 6, the impersonator. If anyone helps you, the impersonator gets a bonus equal to their level. Bad stuff, lose 1 class. 5, 6, 7, 11, 13, 21, 2 at 6. So I'm up by 15.
And so you would not be able to... Okay. So you'll be at 9, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're 15 to its 6, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think I will let it go for now.
Cool. Then I'm going to wear my underwear on the outside and go to level 9.
No.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. So now you're saying, what you're saying now you're saying, the thing that you're saying now is that you're going to win the game
If I beat the impersonator.
If you beat the impersonator.
And I'm up by 16.
And you're up by 16. Wow. That is harsh, Rob. You're up by 16. Well, I guess you...
except there's a continuity error. Play during any combat. The monsters are discarded. All cards played were discarded in this combat, except this one, you munchkin, are returned to their owner's hands, and their effects are ignored. The combat is over, and nobody gets any treasure or levels, which means that the level up that you did
goes back to
your hand, and which means you go down a level.
I guess.
Yeah. And any other cards that were played also go back to their hands, and the combat is over.
That's
well
weird.
Done.
Dun, yes. Dun, 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 dun.
Mostly the go up a level going back to my hand.
Yeah, but weird. That's okay. But it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm okay with that.
Hmm.
Hey, can you can play go up a level in the middle of a combat?
Yes. You can play go up a level at any time on any person.
Really? Yep.
Really, really.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to go up a level smarter in the future.
Yes.
But you can't buy up a level.
No.
You could do before you start combat.
You could do so before combat.
Buying up a level, you do before. Okay.
Or you could do after, too.
All right.
But you can't do
during. You can't do your 10th level. Can't be up.
No, level. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Well, but, you know, you could sell up if you had enough, like right now, because you're at 8. Yeah. If you had enough, you could sell up to 9, start your combat, and then if you win, then you're 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I'm done.
Are you done? All right. Then I am going to sell off my orbital HQ, and I'm going to sell off my one-handed telezapinator, put back in my egg beater. So I will sell these two items off for 1,000, and I'll go up to level 9. And I will kick down a door.
To find a level 2?
It's a level 10 goop flinger. Plus 3 against technos. Bad stuff lose either your armor or your headgear.
All right, this is for the win,
three
Brad.
Treasures. I am at 9. Plus 3 for my Electromento helmet is 12. Plus 2 for my bonus wrist radio is 14. Plus 1 for my egg beater is 15. Plus 2 for my pogo stick is 17. Plus 3 for my molybdenum skateboard is 20. I'm at 20 to its 10.
Your sidekick give you any bonus?
No. My sidekick is essentially useless.
Oh, okay. Can you discard him to get you some bonuses?
Nope.
All right.
Good. I think you can discard him by 10.
Beating him by 10.
Brian?
Can it's all up to you, man. Can I try to steal things during combat? I think you probably have to look at another game because thieves aren't generally a thing in this one.
Yeah. I think you can.
What, did you slip in a card from another gang, you munchkin?
No, teleportation gives them thief.
Yes.
How annoying.
You may discard a card to try and steal a small item carried by another player. Roll a die, 4 or more succeeds, otherwise you get whacked and lose a level. Multiple theft-granting powers, including the thief class of Munchkin, do stack. If you have 2 theft-granting powers, you succeed on 3 or more. If you have 3, you succeed on 2 or more, and so on. You may not steal during combat.
Ah, then I got nothing.
All right.
Looks like you win, Brad.
Yay!
He said so at the beginning of the game.
Underwear on the outside.
Go up a level anyway.
Okay. And then put a golf club into play.
What does that do?
Nothing.
So plus 1 bonus to one-handed item.
Oh, good for you. Awesome. Yay, I won.
Yeah, jerk.
Yes, but I'm a happy jerk.
I kind of forgot how interesting this game was.
Yeah, this is actually, I mean, this has got a lot of different Munchkin play. I mean, it feels like a
really different game.
Different game, yeah. I had the... By the way, Rob, if Steven hadn't gotten in there, the contrived escape, which meant you would have got the treasures from that combat, but
the foes got away. No, the winner of the combat still get the treasure, but there are no levels.
I wonder if this game were done today, if you wouldn't end up having to take a, you know how like in Adventure Time you play a character that has some powers. I wonder if they would do that here or not.
I don't.
Or would that complicate it too much?
I think I prefer this.
Yeah, this,
I do like this one. I mean, I think it's fun.
I mean, Adventure
this makes
Time
more sense.
Just works. I think works well for that setup because it is licensed characters.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I had fun. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It met the primary point of enjoyment for me.
It's winning?
Yes, indeed. No, that was a good game. Yeah, that's a fun game.
Yeah, and we were almost down to the end of our treasures. It was getting pretty low there, but fortunately the game ended before.
We had to shuffle.
We had to shuffle.
That was very fortunate.
Any closing thoughts there, Rob? All right, everybody. If you have any questions, send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.